This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't forget, Josh Briscoe, in about 10 minutes, your pre- and post-game host of the Chiefs Radio Network that you can hear every game, 96.5 The Fan. So you can listen to Mac Morey. You can slide right into Briscoe's DMs, get your fantasy, get your Binkley, get your Briscoe, or you can get your Logan Weber as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas City Royals, Kansas State Athletics. Boy, it's tough in Manhattan right now.
Boy, it is tough over there.
Home
man.
Loss to Army. Your pretty much season is done. I mean, you're getting into week four.
Yeah, I mean, it's over. That's the beauty and the beast, if you will, of playing, you know, right out of the chute like they did in Ireland. It's great. It's a standalone game. They have not recovered from that game, guys. They have not recovered from that game at all. And, you know, going to Army football games is something we did every year as a child growing up. Just a beautiful, beautiful setting at West Point with fall and all that kind of stuff. So I've always been an Army fan. Can't say I'm upset that they beat K-State. Like, they got some serious soul searching to do. And this may be the year that K-State fans start to get jealous of KU from a football standpoint. Not that, you know, they beat Missouri or anything like that, but which program this season you feel more confident in, KU or K-State? The answer is KU, and it's not even close.
Yeah, this is Mac's little new segment we're trying out called Real and Mirage, and I'm going to steal a little of your thunder. The Kansas Jayhawks, Real or Mirage? Because they have a chance, guys. They do have a chance. They
can win
the
chance Big 12. Big 12.
Yeah, that's real. I think what they are, and people may hate this, they're the Royals. Like, they're going to beat the teams that they should beat, but probably struggle with the teams that are maybe looked at better than them, right? So I think that's a real way to look at the Kansas Jayhawks. I don't think they've arrived yet as a, you know, national power or anything like that. But they're an 8-4 type of football team, I think. You know, they played Missouri really good on the road in a hostile environment and, you know, weren't able to finish things off. Missouri should have won that game. They are technically the better team than Kansas, but I don't think that's indicative of what Kansas is going to be this year. I just kind of think they're like the Royals. They're good against teams that are below them and beat the teams that they should and have battles with the teams that are above them and probably don't come out on top more often than not. But, you know, it's a program that's building right now at KU. So I think it's kind of a real thing.
Yeah, for sure, real.
KU's next five games are West Virginia at home, Cincinnati at home, at UCF, at Texas Tech, and then the big one, the Sunflower Showdown, October 25th, K-State at home.
Those are all games that they could win or lose. Those are all going to be good games. I don't know how West Virginia is, I guess, this year, but the rest of those teams, those will be fun games.
Because, like, the Royals, as Bob just used as an analogy, they finished their season at home against Oklahoma State, then at Arizona, at Iowa State, and then Utah on November 28th.
That's KU. Mm-hmm. Go through those four games again real fast.
Oklahoma State at home.
That's a win. That Van Gundy thing is going haywire now. Did you see his son is now taking to social media and blasting away at everybody how his dad is Oklahoma State football, and without his dad, Oklahoma State football doesn't exist?
My daddy said he's going to come home on July 14th.
And that's a guy who's probably in his 20s.
Why couldn't you put the mullet in the box? Then they go to Arizona. Tough. They go at Iowa State. If you want to get really greedy, that could be your Big 12 championship
game. Could be, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, that could be, maybe, I don't know.
I don't know enough about the Big 12 because I keep forgetting who's in the Big 12.
And then they finish the season at the booth against Utah.
Is Utah any good?
You know, I'd
yes.
Be,
yes, they are.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd be biased to say that Kansas could win that game. But again, I don't have any bias towards it. But again, that's, like you said, that's the team you got. If you want to get some respect and some seasoning on your name, you got to you got to win that game.
Yeah,
you got to show that you can hang around.
It's very apropos to the Royals right now. I think you look at a lot of people and they're like, well, I'm not buying in because they just don't beat the good teams. And that's fair. That's kind of where Kansas is right now. If you want to get over that hump and you want to take the step from being a good team to a better team, to a great team, you have to start beating some of the teams you're not supposed to beat. You have to win some of those games. And Kansas has done that over the last couple of years with Lance Leipold. They've done a nice job. Took a step back last year, obviously. Didn't win last week. But they're 2-1 right now, and you got the whole Big 12 slate in front of you, man. Like the world is yours. See what you can do.
Like I said, if we're getting to Max thing here, Drinkwitz had to beat Mizzou. Leipold's got to beat K-State. Until you can do that, the questions will still remain. So you got to go beat K-State first.
Yep.
Got to go take care of business. You get the advantage of being at your house in Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, no better time to start than now. Go ahead, Mac.
Yeah, Gavin Gundy, 30 years old.
Oh, hey, he's 30?
Yeah, you don't go after him. He's not a man.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God, he's 30? I thought he was fresh out of college. This is a 30-year-old?
This is a grown-ass man.
Tweeting about his dad like this?
From the 913... Or maybe not from the 913. It just says, don't talk about Gundy's son. Talk about Gundy. He's a man.
Yeah. But the son is 30. And if you're a 30-year-old going to social media to defend daddy's honor, that's kind of sad.
Well, I imagine he probably wants some more money. He wants to be looking good in his dad's eyes. So he's going to go to Twitter and defend him.
Yeah.
My dad built Oklahoma State. All right, real or mirage after week one of the NFL?
No, he said that. That's real.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's
no,
happened.
Know,
that
know.
Happened.
That's real.
Yeah,
I think
Gavin.
Eddie Sutton might have held. Anyway.
What do you take as real? What do you take as a mirage after week one of the NFL, the Packers?
I think they're more real than mirage. You know, it's tough to determine what somebody is after week one of an NFL season, but they looked the part. They really did. Jordan Love looked good, and obviously, you know, making the big trade for Michael Parsons paid off as he got the big sack at the end for them. No, I think they look pretty good. Yeah, I think they're one of the top teams in the North, no doubt.
They got a running back.
Oh, yeah.
They got a deep receiving core.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep on their tight end. They have a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they paid a quarterback.
Yeah. Yes. And they got an edge rusher. They got key parts and key positions.
Yep.
I'm not sure about their offensive line. I think it's fine.
It's solid.
It's never really a talking point, which is a great thing.
Is David Bakhtiari still playing?
Yeah, he's out there. Yeah. Taylor Lewan is too. Yeah.
Lewan's playing for them still? Good. Yes.
Yeah, they're both out there chugging beers with tats all over their legs. I'll give the Packers real. I think some people in this building have them as a Super Bowl favorite.
Who would that be? Spectre?
Your son.
Which one?
Gold.
Oh, wow.
I think he has them as one of his NFC Super Bowl teams that could make the Super Bowl.
I add both your sons to that list.
You got them as the Super Bowl team?
They would be my second Super Bowl favorite out of the NFC. There's no question. Yeah, my Max Pack, they were my own.
Are they the best team in the North?
Yes, I had them win in the North.
Oh, boy, man. I don't know. You saw JJ last night, man. JJ to JJ.
That team is good. That
Vikings
team's good.
JJ here. Which JJ has done the best at their job this year? Because JJ Piccolo is not going to get credit, man. He revamped the entire roster midseason.
Heard of him.
What a good job by JJ to revamp that entire thing. Okay, you got him, you got JJ McCarthy, you got Justin Jefferson.
And even if last night was the straw that broke the Royals fans' back, September 9th.
And they stayed in it all year. They lost their two top starting pitchers. Bobby Witt's been injured.
Yep.
Vinny Pasquantino missed the first month of the season, then had a game with cornrows. Salvi had a slow start to the season. Every move that JJ made worked. Like, he needs more credit, guys. He needs more credit.
And it's not over yet. There's still time, but we're running out of time. Last night was an embarrassment, though.
Play today at 5:40 at Cleveland.
Josh Verner, 4:30.
There we go. Wow, tough day for Carrington. Okay, Lions on the other side of that,
okay,
real
so
or mirage?
I told you it's hard to determine the Packers real or mirage after
exactly,
week one.
So
and for the Lions,
who got their asses kicked by aforementioned Packers.
And so I will say this. This was my fear with the Lions. You know that since all the coaches were hired.
Yep.
They couldn't have had a worse start to the season. They did exactly what I thought they were going to do without their two coordinators. So I'm going to say it is real. It is real because I thought this was what we were going to see out of Detroit. And boy, did we see it.
Yep. No protection. The play calling was different. It was, yeah, it was not the fun, high-flying Lions.
Not at all.
You think it gets any easier for Detroit?
No.
No.
Yeah.
What's the schedule?
Well, in week two, they play the Bears at home. That should be a win.
Should win that.
That's been flexed to Tubi on Thursday at 2 o'clock.
Goodbye, Tubi. Goodbye. And then next week, they play Monday Night Football at Baltimore.
Yeesh. Ooh.
Ooh. Damn.
Oh, boy.
You better get this Bears win you're looking at 0-3, and then you want to talk about hot seats.
And then they go, I think, Cleveland. Yeah, then they get Cleveland at home. They go on the road to Cincinnati, and then it's here at 7:20 on Sunday Night Football.
And that could be flexed.
100%. Yeah, that's a good take, actually. It could be flexed. Broncos. Real Mirage. Offense struggled against the Titans.
Yeah, they did.
A defense that I was told by inside sources was going to be hot ass this year. They didn't look like that.
They were good.
They looked solid.
I'll be honest with you, and you can throw all the tomatoes you want at me. I was more impressed by the Titans defense than I was about the Denver defense.
I know.
Because I expected the Denver defense to, be a good defense, right? I didn't know what to expect out of the Titans defense. Mm-hmm. Hell, who's paying attention to the Titans?
Yeah, exactly.
And then they did that. It made Bo Nix look like a rookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think the Broncos right now, based on what I was told they were going to be going into the season, fiction. Because I was told they were the best, right? They were the best team in the West.
Best team in the West. Best defense. Like,
sorry, I was looking for a tomato. I don't know, man. I think I'm going to give them real. That's game one. There's some jitters. Sean Payton's a veteran coach. Bo Nix, if you believe in Bo Nix, time will tell. Again, I think we always sleep on the defensive line for the Titans. I mean, Simmons is a dog, dude. And maybe there's questions about Denver's offensive line. Maybe there's questions about the sophomore slump for Bo Nix. I don't know, but I'll still consider the Denver Broncos real.
Yeah, but I just walked away from that game going, man, that was underwhelming when it came to them.
And the last one before we get to our guy Briscoe, Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes.
Mirage. There's enough body of work.
Yeah.
That's the...
And we all thought the Dolphins were trash, so...
Yeah, I mean, that's one team quit and one guy on the other side trying to, you take advantage of your opponent. And Daniel Jones, a.k.a. Andy Kaufman, was there to save the day.
But he did something that Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning couldn't do. He scored on every drive of the game.
Also, only 7 drives. That's crazy. You only had 7 drives in the whole game?
Now look at a game book after an NFL game. It's about on par.
7?
Yeah, it's not as many as you think.
I would say it's more like 10.
Go look at the game book. See the average. I mean, we talked about it last week. What's the ball move 11 to 18 minutes on average in an NFL game?
Yep.
These games aren't as action-packed as people think they are,
He's the first voice you hear 3 hours before kickoff and the first voice you hear after the final whistle.
Future Hall of Fame receiver, future Hall of Fame quarterback, being able to figure it out for the last half of the season.
Here's the new Chiefs Radio Network pregame and postgame show host, Josh Briscoe.
It is that time. We go to our guy, Josh Briscoe, here on 96.5 The Fan. Again, you can hear him every pre- and postgame during the Chiefs NFL season. Josh, we just did real or mirage. Week one for the Chiefs in that game. Was that real or was that a mirage of the season forward?
I think a lot of it was very real. There are a couple of things that I think might clear up as we get a little bit closer to figuring out what those details may be. But no, there were a lot of very real things there on Friday night, and that's probably not the answer anybody's looking for. But some of those are issues we saw last year, so I can't imagine they're going to go away on their own.
What was the biggest issue you saw on Friday night?
I think for me, it's something that we probably talked about exactly a year ago, which was that the 4-man pass rush just had nothing for anybody. I even later in the game, as Steve Spagnuolo started kind of dialing some things up and you saw him pulling some of those levers, it was really, really hard for them to do anything to disrupt Justin Herbert. I think I might have some hope outweighing the pessimism on like Jaden Hicks, who looked way out of sorts. He was really good in the back half of last season. But all throughout last year, we talked about the 4-man pass rush. Can anyone other than Chris Jones win a 1-on-1 matchup? And against the Chargers in Brazil, the answer was once again, no. Nobody else can, and Jones obviously didn't have a great game by his standards either, but the pass rush being as toothless as it was, along with all of the breakdowns and the communication issues in the secondary. The biggest issues for me all start on the defensive side.
So when we look at, you know, that pass rush and we talk about Chris Jones, what do we need him to do from a game-to-game basis to be considered the best defensive tackle in football? Because if he's going to have that moniker, you're right, dude. Like, I need more.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to be too critical of the only guy on that defensive line who other teams are paying attention to in their game plan process. Like, you need to know who George Karlaftis is, but George Karlaftis got to line up across from a backup tackle all day. Mike Dana and Charles Aminihu just did not have a visible impact in that defense. So I think the thing that Chris Jones can do by merely walking onto the field is know that he's going to have four hands on him most of the time, and often six eyes on him to make sure you know that Chris Jones can't be the guy that wrecks the play. I then need somebody else to win a one-on-one matchup. That's something that professional players get paid to do. And again, going into that game on Friday, I thought a pretty easy thing to say going in was, hey, make Trey Pipkins look like a guy who the Chargers wanted cut this offseason. That's where the fan base was at. They did everything they could to replace him, move him inside, hide him from this roster, and then in week one, he's your starting right tackle. Mekhi Becton is dealing with an illness going into that game, and nobody made them pay. So Chris Jones could have had a little more production in that game. Obviously, contain on the outside at the end was a problem. I think it's weird that that was his responsibility on that play. It certainly was. I mean, again, he should have held the outside edge on 3rd and 14 or whatever it was. But by and large, he demands all of this attention. You need someone else to take advantage of that for Chris Jones to ever get matchups that he's going to be able to just Herculean win one-on-one. He just doesn't get to live like that. Everybody else in the D-line has to take advantage of it.
Yeah, you could almost say that everything else in only weird games was what Sunday was, or Friday true. Was for the Chiefs, right?
Extremely true.
And then we get more weird reports, and, you know, we see Xavier Worthy get injured, and then the Tyreek Hill news comes out. What is your take on the Tyreek Hill situation, maybe as a homecoming to Kansas City?
I mean, we've all seen it be a mess in Miami a number of times. He shows up and talks about Tua Tagovailoa throwing the best football he's ever caught. And then a couple years later, it's like, oh no, it seems like we're headed towards a very public divorce here. I don't know if all the pieces align for a Tyreek Hill homecoming. It seems like some of them do, though. Again, we're like, Miami, I think, is pretty near the tear down and rebuild button, although I don't know how long it's going to take them to do that. I wouldn't want to be in the shoes of whoever's trying to fix that either. And the Chiefs obviously need a little help here. I'll be very curious as the days go on. And, you know, if Xavier Worthy doesn't end up going on IR, I presume that means that the Chiefs don't think he's guaranteed to miss four games. So if you take the under on four, fantastic. But I mean, you know, Rashee Rice is set to return in six games. Mm-hmm. I think that gives the Chiefs a chance to be patient. I don't think the Dolphins are going to start that rebuild in the weeks between, you know, the days between week one and week two. But I will be keeping an eye on Miami and Tyreek Hill, and I'll be keeping an eye on the rest of the Chiefs pass catchers, because if Worthy's out for a significant period of time, especially, I really do think there's a logical argument to be made that adding some firepower here is worth it. If Worthy's going to be out for a short period of time, they might just call Mecole Hardman. I really don't know. It seems likely.
That seems like the easier route right now, Josh. Yeah. But I'm with you. Like, they didn't IR him. They said he's day-to-day yesterday, right? And that's all we have to go off of right now. And so they said he's day-to-day. We talked to Danan about an hour or so ago. And Danan Hughes said, look, it's a pain tolerance thing, which is what I said, too. I'm glad to hear another former player say that, is that, hey, you know, it's a pain tolerance thing. He's got to be able to go get out there and play. And so I look at it like, if they're not putting him on IR, I'm counting on him to be out there and be ready to go.
Yeah, I think that's the right place to be in. And you wait till Friday comes around to figure out if they need that roster spot for a game day thing. The only other thing that I guess I've been hurt before is there, you know, and this is totally different injuries with totally different implications. But last year, Hollywood gets hurt the first snap of the preseason, and it's a, you know, 3-4 weeks and we'll evaluate. So we don't want to make any sweeping rulings here. And then they look closer and he did need the surgery, and then he was out for almost the entire season.
Right.
Again, that is a fundamentally different issue than what Xavier Worthy has. That's just like the one bit of hesitation I've got here, so I'm not just circling that Ravens game saying, well, as long as he's back for Baltimore, because we might get a couple weeks in and they say, hey, this just it's not behaving the way that we want it to. Hopefully it is a 2-3 week absence. And if that's the case, and if he can still look like Xavier Worthy, I mean, pain tolerance, absolutely. Range of motion, like what can you do with that arm, with that shoulder? If he looks like himself, then I think we're going to, this is kind of the opposite of my like legit concern on the defensive side. If Worthy comes back and looks like himself, and Xavier Worthy or and Rashee Rice comes back after his suspension, I think the offensive issues of week one we'll probably forget about pretty soon after both of those receivers are back. If they don't come back looking like themselves, then it could be another teeth pulling season offensively.
Josh, last one here for you. What can you tell me to convince me that everything will be fine for this game Sunday, 3:25 against the defending champs?
Good talking to you guys. I don't think I can convince you that everything's going to be fine. I think I can convince you that here's the one weird thing. I'm sure you guys have talked about it at some point in the last couple days.
Probably not.
I bet you have, because Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones all talked about it. Their self-diagnosis after the game was we came out flat, we didn't have great energy, we weren't like dialed in, right. Which is such a weird thing to hear post-game and to hear all three of them agree on, and it kind of looked that way, and Patrick Mahomes was looking for contact along the sideline to try to add a little jolt to that offense. Losing your number one receiver, who's, you know, your number two as the number one, losing him on the third play of the game, of course, will take the air out of your sails a little bit. But the last two games this team has played now is an international embarrassment in the Super Bowl against the team they play coming up on Sunday, and then an international embarrassment against a divisional rival where just nothing was working. So you get the Arrowhead crowd against the team that did put that beat down on you in February. Now look, ask the Bills. You cannot avenge a playoff loss in September or October. I'm not arguing that the Chiefs are going to look at it that way. But if they come out flat again in week two, I'd be pretty surprised. But in fairness, I was surprised that they all agreed they came out flat in week one, because that was not the energy they had going into that week.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I just wonder how much of the travel and the complaining that everybody did about the travel gets into their mindset, man. Everybody's human at the end of the day, right? And I know LA had to do it, but I mean, they only scored 27. It wasn't like they were a perfect machine either out there.
No, that's true. And again, they scored 27 with a bunch of defensive problems that I like Justin Herbert. I've defended him and enjoyed his brand of quarterbacking many times. He also got a good situation where he was not pressured and his guys frequently weren't covered. Yeah. So you have this chance at home. Again, I do kind of get there with you where the Chiefs are used to weird schedules, international trips, playing on every day of the week, but maybe sometimes it just catches you however it does. No excuses, even against a very, very, very good Philadelphia Eagles team. You get to do it at home and try to reset, convince people that what they saw in week one was a fluke. And I think the Chiefs should be totally dialed in to make that happen. The other side of it is that the Eagles are also very dialed in on making sure they keep their spot at the top of everybody's power ranking. So I think it'll be a good game. I don't think they're getting blown out of the house or anything like that. But it is going to be a tough watch if Jalen Hurts is able to use his legs like Justin Herbert did in week one. And then it's Russ Wilson and...
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Lamar Jackson after that. So Leo Chanel needs to probably start stretching, I would say. He's going to be a busy man.
That is Josh Briscoe, who is a busy man. Chiefs Radio Network pre- and post-game host and everything else, and only weird games on KC Sports Network. Briscoe, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, buddy.
Thanks, fellas. I'll come on every day if you play that sweet intro every time. That was great. I feel awesome. I'm ready to go.
That's your new thing, baby. That's the new thing.
Love
then.
That.
Saddle up,
I'd run through a wall.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.